Parliament has approved 93,988,000 Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Communications for the implementation of its programs and activities for the 2014 fiscal year. Moving the motion for approval of the budget estimates of the ministry, the Communications Minister Dr. Edward Omani Boama said the project, one of the projects earmarked for 2014, is a collaboration with the Judicial Service to develop an e-justice system aimed at improving the effectiveness and efficiency of justice delivery in the country. He mentioned e-immigration installation, e-parliamentary system and digital terrestrial television network as some of the programs the ministry will be pursuing in 2014. The budgetary estimates for the Ministry of Water, Resources, Works and Housing was also approved. For the details, here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Ngoji and Augustus Akwe.
Though the Ministry of Communications requested a little over 735 million Ghana cedis for its activities for 2014, only 93,988,000 Ghana cedis was approved. This, according to the chairman of the Communications Committee, Herald Kobna, will affect the implementation of planned programs and projects, especially those dependent on Government of Ghana funding. The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Boama, spoke about works done with the 2013 allocations and what the ministry will be doing in 2014.
2013 budget year, we were able to complete as much as 107 kilometers of the Eastern Corridor Fiber Optic Backbone Network. These, when completed, will serve over 120 beneficiary towns. In this particular index year, we seek to ensure that the national telecom policy will be reviewed to reflect current global trends. In the area of cyber security, we intend to set up computer emergency response team to strengthen our ability as a nation to prevent and also to respond to cyber threats. E-justice, which has been expanded to include the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Department, E-Parliament, and E-Health, and other E-applications will also be pursued.
The Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing received approval for 531,389,000 Ghana cedis for its projects and services for 2014. Presenting the report of the Committee on Works and Housing, the chairman of the committee, David Tete Asumin, said the committee noted with concern the negative variance of over 7,694,000 Ghana cedis, which was registered under internally generated funds for this year. He explained that the committee could not fathom why the annual projection for IGF could not be met, since the funds were to be generated from facilities that are fiscal structures and estimations. Mr. Asumin emphasized the importance of projects earmarked for implementation in the budget and urged the House to approve the estimates. The minority leader of HMS wants to entreat government to come out clear on its position of delivering affordable housing for the people.
Mr. Speaker, in 2013, the ministry informed the House that they were going to increase coverage of urban water supply to 68%. So the committee ought to tell us what's the status. Where have we gotten to? The ministry indicated to us in 2013 that we're going to increase coverage of rural water supply to 70%. What is the status as we speak? Mr. Speaker, the ministry also tells us that last year that they were going to help reduce the housing deficit by providing the environment to provide affordable houses. How many affordable houses did the ministry facilitate? How many of them? The committee should be interrogating these matters and reporting to us.
Work on the Export Trade, Agricultural and Industrial Development Fund Bill 2013, which is at the consideration stage, was handled.
A report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Ngoji and Augustus Akwe.